Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You. We've been speaking with Jennifer Kona, who is the chair of the Board of Trustees at Long Island Alzheimer's and Dementia Center. I can't believe this is our last 15 minutes with you. It goes by so fast, and there's just, you know, so a tremendous amount of information you've provided, and we are grateful. Otto, I know you were, I had to kind of cut you off before, so go ahead and continue with your thoughts.
You haven't really cut me off. I've done more than my share of talking here, so.
I didn't want to say that on air.
No, I know. I can't help myself. But, what we were talking about is really that programs like this need to be funded. They're not profit-making businesses, if you will. And all charities right now, it's a rough time for everybody. I mean, if you look at your mail, you'll see that the day doesn't go by where you don't get a few requests for money. And I understand that because programs like yours do great work. How do you try to get around that right now? Like, I know you have some virtual raffles and things like that. How do you, try to keep the funding going?
Yeah. So we are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. And you're right. These are really difficult times for any nonprofit, any charitable organization. We rely on donations. We rely on program participation, and we rely on state and county funding. So it's challenging right now. And we have some strong lifelong supporters, but we are all, some of them are struggling too. So if they're struggling, we're struggling. We are constantly in need of more donor support. And I will say to anyone, if you value any organization, and if you want to make sure they're still around, whether you support them now or you just, always want to make sure they're there, support them. Because they could be gone, whatever that organization is, they could be gone 6 months from now, 3 months from now, a year from now. It's very difficult times. So we raise money through events, through donor outreach, through stewardship and cultivating donors. And of course, we rely on, as I mentioned, the grants from state and county. We have a bunch of events coming up. We have a women's luncheon, which is coming up and going to be held outside in the summer, all socially distant and outside. So that'll be great. We're able to have our golf outing, which is in September outside. So that's good. We, as you mentioned, we have a raffle event coming up at the end of March, which is a kickoff for all of these events to get people sort of thinking about these events and re-engage. We're giving away some really great prizes. That's a fundraiser. Obviously, you buy tickets and get your ticket in the bucket for these really, really wonderful prizes. And all the money goes to our participants. We have a great ratio of very low administrative costs. We have, you can check us out on Charity Navigator to see our rating. We have a 5-star rating. So you know that your money is going to programming and to participants, not to overhead and staff costs. That's what our raffle is that's coming up, is to get people sort of re-engaged and emerging from the virtual world and back to the events that we're going to be able to start having, because they'll be outdoors. So we're really, really excited. And in the fall, we're going to be back with our casino night, because by November, we should be presumably back to live events, maybe at a limited capacity, but we should be presumably back on board with our regular fundraisers. So those are our three major things. We have a women's fashion show and luncheon, a great golf event at Sands Point Country Club, and a casino night in November. And now I would love to have you guys all come.
Do you have
we'd love to come. What's the best way for our listeners to find out about this? If they want to contribute, or they want to come to the luncheon, or they want to be on a list, what's the best way to connect with LIAD?
All of that is on the website, which is liad.org.
That's easy.
Easy.
LIAD.
Yep.
www.aginandplacingaging.org.
Yep. Okay. So everything is there, all the dates, all the ways to participate.
Is there a phone number?
Yes, but I don't know it off the top of my head. But anyone can call me. I can give you my phone number, which is
No, that we can get the phone number. Are you on there, Otto? Are you on Laya.org right now?
No, but Christina might be.
Yeah,
here, I can look it up on my phone.
Yeah, because a lot of our listeners are, you know, not going to websites. Many are, because, you know, we do have a great program actually that we teach seniors about technology, a program called Technology for the Terrified. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's listening and is interested in that, you can call our town's 311 or 869-6311 to get information.
Okay, here's the phone number. It is 516-767-6856.
6856. So that's a general number. If you have any questions for LIAD, you can call 767-5856 and or you can check their website at
6856.
6856. Yep. 767-6856.
Yep.
Right. Okay. And we'll have that number too. You can call 311 as well if you want to get that number. We'll have that available too, or liad.org. So, you know, it would be great for people to be able to, you know, help keep this program going. It's so important.
Yeah. And our events are really, really fun. And we always have great prizes.
One other area is that you are Jennifer Kona Esquire with Kona Law. So there's you graciously volunteer your time basically for this program. But you also get involved with dementia and the needs really that come up legally. And I could see a long list of reasons. We could have a whole show just on that. But kind of like a top level look at why should people tie in the need for advanced directives and that type of thing if there's any kind of dementia involved in your family, or even if there isn't.
Really? Yeah, absolutely. It's really about the need for planning. You need to plan ahead. And like you said, the need for the advanced directives, the power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will is so important for everyone, but particularly if there is a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or dementia, because you need to make sure that someone can step up, jump in and handle financial needs for that person, healthcare decision-making, and end of life decisions, because you don't want to be in that situation where there's a debate about it, where there's no person to make decisions. If there's a family dispute, you could end up with a guardianship proceeding, which we really want to avoid at all costs. And it's so easy to avoid that if that person can make those decisions for themselves in advance with a living will. And of course, a last will and testament, so that that person can say, here's where I want my assets to go. We really don't want people dying without a will, because then the laws of intestacies, the state laws, say here's where your assets are going to go, and it may not be what you want at all. And we have that happen a lot, which is so unfortunate. And the more important thing too is asset protection planning, protecting assets so that you're not spending it down on the cost of care, which could end up being nursing home care to the tune of $16,000-$17,000 a month. That eats away at a family's savings, and in real short order, you could burn through your money very quickly. You could end up having to sell the family home. All these things where you don't want a family's back up against the wall, where you're making bad decisions, forced to do things you don't want to do. Advanced planning can avoid all that and can leave your loved one not destitute, and have that cushion for the things, the extra things, to make them comfortable. It's super important. Or if you need to plan for home care so that you can get adequate care at home and have choices to go to assisted living. That's largely private pay or long-term care insurance. You don't have that choice if you burn through all your money. If you've gone through your money, you end up at a nursing home, even if you don't need that level of care. None of us want to be in that position. So it's all about planning. It is so critical for all of us at any age. We like to say around here, you're never too rich or too poor, too young or too old to plan. Planning, planning, planning. And that's all that we do all day long here at Kona Elder Law. And it's just so important for people to understand that and get the message, and that it's not hard, it's not expensive, we just all need to do it.
If somebody wanted to contact Kona Elder Law, how would they do that?
Our phone number is 631-390-5000. And our website, if people want, is konaelderlaw.com.
And do you do consultations over Zoom, or are people coming to you?
Yeah, they can either come in, or we do them by Zoom or FaceTime or GoToMeeting, whatever people are comfortable with. And right now we're offering free consultations because of COVID, because it's just more
wonderful.
Important than ever for planning. And we just want to help as many people as possible.
And you don't have to leave the house.
You don't have to leave the house. Nope. We want to
really
keep people safe. Our job is to keep people safe and healthy, and we're just trying to be accessible.
Where are you located?
We're in Melville.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the other great thing about the pandemic is now it's accessible. You could be anywhere. You could be in the city or the Hamptons, just like with LIAD, and we can provide services.
Right. There's definitely silver linings along the way that, you know, we're all learning. And I think when things get back to where we can walk around, roam around freely, there's going to be a new normal in every field, in every way.
And it's a positive new normal.
I think so. You know, I think, companies are learning that people can work remotely. And for so many people, it's important, especially if you are a caretaker and, you know, you can be home with a loved one or, you know, for the children or whatever that situation is. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what the new normal is going to be.
Absolutely.
There's such a thing as normal, if you think back.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Over history, normal never stays there.
Maybe there is no normal. You're right.
Yeah, the only thing constant, as they say, is change. You know?
Right.
And that's ongoing.
Yeah. The new normal.
The new normal today.
Yeah. Right. So it's been great having you on the show. There's so much information. We always have great guests, and it always goes so fast. So there's only so much we could, you know, possibly cover. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have you back on. And next time, maybe we won't be talking about the pandemic, but really the new way things are done, you know, and with a little bit, like you were saying, you know, with the hybrid scenarios, you know, are a positive thing for seniors too, for everybody.
That would be great. I would look forward to that.
How long have you been chair?
I've been chair for 2 years now.
For 2 years. Okay. Yeah. So that's your third job or?
Yeah, that's my third job between the kids and being the managing partner of the firm. Yep.
So
I like to be busy.
So we want to thank you so much for coming on and providing such important information. And there's a lot of ways to get the information that Jennifer did provide to us today by calling, by going to their website. You can also call 311 to get that information. So again, thank you so much for your time. We are most grateful, Jennifer. And we will be right back with Project Independence and You and Talk of the Town with Christina Liu.